Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Odessa College gets ExxonMobil support for BAAS degree. Odessa College will welcome its first semester of students to the ExxonMobil Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences, BAAS degree in Leadership and Management in the spring of 2021. The college is one of only a very few community colleges in the state of Texas to offer the BAAS degree program. We chose Odessa College for its excellent track record in education, particularly in STEM and energy-related fields, said Enrique Garcia, Permian Production Manager at XTO Energy, a subsidiary of ExxonMobil. Many of the professionals we hire come from the Permian Basin, so this is another important step to strengthen our local talent right here in the communities where we operate. The support from ExxonMobil to the Odessa College Foundation will provide for faculty salaries, facility renovations and updates, and curriculum development for the BAAS degree in Leadership and Management. Scholarships to enable more students in the region to take advantage of this degree program also will be available. Odessa College is honored to receive this important support from ExxonMobil, President Gregory Williams said in a news release. Our program is the only one in the region that allows a student to obtain their BAAS degree from start to finish without already having their associate's degree. We are always looking for ways to grow the future leaders for our community, and this donation brings an energy component to the program that is critical to the success of our future workforce in the Permian Basin. The BAAS Leadership and Management Program at Odessa College focuses on providing a solid understanding of business operations, ethics, accounting, finance, cultural competence, and business planning, the release said. Completion of this program will allow students to advance into leadership roles within their chosen career field. BAAS degrees are fully accredited degrees offered by accredited educational institutions and meet the same qualifications as more traditional bachelor's degrees. Local news roundup. Halloween. Downtown Odessa Incorporated has scheduled Halloween, a virtual series of fall and Halloween, the following related events. Virtual painting class will take place at 6:30 p.m. October 20th and at noon October 23rd. The class is sponsored by Copper Key Realty and needed materials are all free. Materials will be available for registrants to pick up beginning the second week in October. Details on when and where to pick up supplies will be emailed out to all registrants. To sign up, visit tinyurl.com/Y6QC5WZ5. Halloween scavenger hunt. Clues will be released by 5 p.m. October 22nd. Clue deadline is 10 a.m. October 30th to be eligible for prizes. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/YXOZJYSE. Or email downtownevents@odessa-tx.gov or call 432-335-4682. Haunted Car Wash. Crazy Clean has created a fun and safe Halloween haunted car wash from 8 to 11 p.m. through October 31st at two of its locations. Zombieland will take place at 3820 Penbrook, and Witch's Den will be at 2124 East 8th. Bring the kids. Visit tinyurl.com/Y2R94XZC. OHS Students View Women's Suffrage Exhibit by Ruth Campbell. An exhibit on women's suffrage from the Smithsonian Institution and National Archives, marking the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, made its way to the Performing Arts Center at Odessa High School this week to be viewed by students. Lee Jordan, who teaches Advanced Placement World and International Baccalaureate History, and Anita Merrifield, who teaches Advanced Placement Government, brought their students. Jesus Aguilar Dominguez, Leslie Lopez Munoz, and Carly Benavides, all 17-year-old seniors, were impressed. "It gave us an opportunity to look at something that we don't study too much," Dominguez said. Munoz said it was nice to get a chance to take the time to look and read the exhibits, and Benavides said she really enjoyed the photographs. "I was real interested in the Japanese-American woman who had gotten into Congress in 1965. I thought it was really interesting, especially after World War II and what happened to the Japanese," Benavides said. Matthew Thompson and Elizabeth Alvarado, both 16-year-old juniors, were also glad to view the exhibit. Thompson said it was important to get information from a place like the National Archives that's normally not available in Odessa. Thompson recently posted a video message urging students to register to vote. "That was my main goal, was ensuring that everyone has the right to be heard and thus making sure they vote," he said. Alvarado said it surprised her at first that the Native Americans weren't granted citizenship until 1924, even after the 19th Amendment was passed. "That was just kind of like crazy to me because they were here first," Alvarado said. Jordan said University of Texas Permian Basin had the exhibit for a couple of weeks, then offered it to the local public schools. "We can all borrow it, so I picked it up last Thursday," Jordan said. "We'll have it for a week, then I'm going to take it back." He noted that UTPB has built a relationship over the past couple of years with the Smithsonian, which should hopefully give the schools more access to the displays. UTPB has another one coming in the spring on World War II internment camps, Jordan said. He estimated that 200 to 300 students will see the exhibit live and added that they are trying to spread it out to as many people as possible. "Literally, we're just finishing our unit on the Progressive Era, so this ties in with what we're doing in class perfectly," Jordan said. Merrifield said she brought her seniors to the display Tuesday. "This is an election year. For most of these kids, they're not quite old enough to be able to vote themselves yet, even as seniors in high school. That doesn't happen until they've turned 18, and just not that many of them have yet. But it's their first real exposure to a presidential election where they're old enough to really pay attention to it. Voter turnout has always been an issue for the U.S., and to recognize that people had to work for this, work really hard for this. There's an exhibit over there that talks about women getting the right to vote in 1920, but it's still dependent on race and ethnicity. You've got all kinds of groups that it was much later than that before it was even on paper, much less for African American women. On paper they could, but the reality didn't match. I think it's super important for them to realize that this is a hard-won right that needs to be exercised," Merriman said. Police searching for man involved in package theft. The Odessa Police Department is looking for a man who stole a package from a person's front porch. The reported theft happened 11:28 a.m. September 5th in the 1400 block of Wilshire Drive, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed that a man stole a package from the victim's front porch and fled the scene in a red Ford SUV. OPD has released a photo of the man and the SUV that can be seen at tinyurl.com/YXNSA, SNNY6. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact Detective Y. Medrano at 432-333-3641 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 20-0015788. Obituaries and death notices for Friday, October 9th. Jackie Mitchell. Jackie Mitchell, 76, of Albany, passed away Monday, October 5th. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, October 10th, at the Albany Cemetery Pavilion, officiated by Stuart McWilliams, his son-in-law. Under the direction of Melton Kitchens Funeral Home. Jackie Lynn Mitchell was born April 20, 1944, in Long Beach, California, to Elvie and Hazel Mitchell. He married Carolyn June Maxwell in 1963 in Albany. He is survived by his wife, Carolyn, of Albany, two daughters, Stacy and husband Tom Phelps of San Antonio, Christy and husband Stuart McWilliams of Colorado Springs, Colorado, a sister Trebby and husband Kent Beck of Tuscola, Texas, sister-in-law Sherry Mitchell of Mineola, four grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Ben Ritchie's Boys Ranch in Albany or Matthews Memorial Presbyterian Church in Albany, and they may be left at the Melton Kitchens Funeral Home office in Breckenridge. Condolences may be left at meltonkitchens.com. Pauline Branton Mack. Pauline Mack passed away Wednesday, September 30th at Medical Center Hospital in Odessa. She was born July 22, 1942 in Trinity to Lando Branton and Laverta Daly. She was preceded in death by her mother, Laverta Daly, father, Lando Branton, sister, Lanny Webster, and another sister, Annie Lee Posey. She is survived by her adopted children, Zatanja Mack, Jamaeus Mack, Jontel Mack, Zateria Mack of Odessa, two grandchildren, and a host of other relatives. Pauline's funeral service is limited to family only. Janelle Hager Brown. Janelle Hager Brown, 55, of Odessa, passed away Tuesday, October 6th in San Angelo. Memorial services will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, October 10th at New Dawn Fellowship in Odessa, with Pastor Wally Shewart officiating. Cremation and arrangements are under the direction of Robert Massey Funeral Home in San Angelo. Janelle was born April 8, 1965 in Monahans, married Joe Brown in 2017 in San Angelo. Survivors include her husband Joe, four daughters, Robbie Hager, Erica Hager, Delissa Wade, and Talia Hager, six grandchildren, her mother, Mary Wade, three great-grandchildren, a sister, and four brothers. Janelle was preceded in death by her father, Clyde Wade. You may sign the online register at www.robertmassey.com. Death notices. Francisco Javier Chacon. Francisco Javier Chacon, 65, of Lubbock, died Thursday, October 8th. A graveside service will be held at 2 p.m. October 12th at Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Sanders Funeral Home of Lubbock. Winton Evander Dick Jones II. Winton Evander Dick Jones II, 68, of Odessa, died Tuesday, September 29th. A graveside service will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, October 16th at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Florie Nell Prince, 79, died Saturday, October 3rd in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. Academics, career resources, help busy mom. Special to the Odessa American by Rebecca Bell, Midland College Executive Director for Institutional Advancement. Midland. Adriana Chavez definitely knows the demands of being a mother and holding down a full-time job. In fact, the interview for this article was conducted virtually at 8 p.m. on a Monday following her four-year-old daughter's t-ball game while Chavez was at the softball field watching her eight-year-old stepdaughter's softball practice. It's because of my children that I decided to enroll at Midland College in January 2019, Chavez said. At the time, I was a single mother of two and needed a job in order to support my family. I graduated from Midland High School in 2012, but never attended college. I needed a stable job with opportunities for advancement. Chavez decided to begin taking courses in Midland College's business management program and started working part-time in the mornings as the desk clerk at Daniel Hall, one of MC's residence halls. I chose the business program because I knew that with a degree in business, there were a number of career possibilities, Chavez explained. I also had heard about MC's bachelor's degree in organizational management and figured that if I could first get an associate degree, I could eventually work toward a bachelor's. Chavez managed to complete her courses in record time, just 18 months, by taking a full load each semester and also taking summer courses. In May 2020, she graduated from MC with an Associate of Applied Science degree in business management. She was able to complete most of the courses online, which helped her juggle a part-time job and family schedules. In March, before I graduated, I started looking for full-time employment, something where I could use the skills and knowledge I had obtained in the business management program, she said. Just my luck. It was right at the peak of the COVID pandemic, and the price of oil had dropped drastically. Companies in Midland were laying off people. They definitely weren't hiring. I actively looked for a job for approximately 4 months and didn't have any luck. I knew I was prepared. I had obtained computer and accounting skills, and I had learned a lot about business organization and practical applications in my management and business courses. But I just couldn't land a job. Chavez saw a post on Facebook about MC's Career Resource Center and decided to give the center a call. When Chavez called in early August, she was very friendly and articulate, but I could tell that she was also frustrated. Liz Centeno, MC Career and Student Support Services Advisor, said, "We scheduled a visit so that I could review her resume. Mrs. Zentano gave me a few suggestions to revise my resume, and we discussed some interesting interviewing tips," Chavez said. Within 2 weeks, I was offered a job as the receptionist at Springboard Center. Chavez explained that her receptionist duties include the traditional responsibilities of answering phones and greeting visitors, but she also prepares and maintains daily business operations reports, such as attendance spreadsheets and client service reports for the Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center. All of the reports require a thorough knowledge of Excel and some accounting skills, both things I learned at Midland College, Chavez said. I really liked working at Springboard. I'd like to advance within the administration unit of the organization. They are strong proponents of promoting from within. So I'm looking forward to a long career at Springboard. Chavez said that she credits a great deal of her affinity for accounting and finance to her accounting professor, MC Business Department Chair Doug Johnson. Another favorite class was business law. Chavez and her fiancé have a blended family of two girls and two boys, ranging in age from 4 to 14. She said that her children are adjusting well to her new career. The children's sports activities play a big part in their lives. We also enjoy swimming and going out for ice cream or frozen yogurt, Chavez said. Life is certainly busy right now. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that Midland College gave me and for the special assistance that I received through the college's Career Center. In the near future, I plan to continue my education through MC's bachelor's degree program in organizational management. In the meantime, I'm enjoying my new job at Springboard and our family. United Supermarkets and Market Street announce fundraising campaign for mass shooting memorial. United Supermarkets and Market Street will hold an event to announce the start of a fundraising campaign for the memorial honoring victims of the August 31, 2019 mass shooting in Odessa at 10 a.m. October 7th at 4950 East 42nd. The memorial, dubbed Bright Stars, a memorial, was created by Jim Sanborn and will be part of the memorial gardens adjacent to the Market Street on 42nd Street in Odessa. 100% of the funds raised will go to the memorial park. John Jameson, Regional Vice President for the United Family, will be in attendance along with Odessa Mayor David Turner and Randy Hamm, Executive Director of Odessa Arts. They will speak about the plans for the memorial as well as how guests of United Supermarkets and Market Street can contribute to the project through the campaign. On the net, unitedsupermarkets.com. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, October 4th, 2020. Midland College names Henry Chair of Engineering. Thanks to a generous gift from the Henry Foundation and employees of Henry Resources, Midland College, MC, has created an endowment that will award the interest generated to the MC Engineering Program. The endowment also honors Paula and Jim Henry by creating the Paula and Jim Henry Chair of Engineering. The gift, given last fall, commemorated the 50th anniversary of Henry Resources. Last month, Midland College named MC Engineering Department Chair Brian Flowers as the Paula and Jim Henry Chair of Engineering. Flowers joined the MC Engineering faculty in August 2016. Since that time, enrollment in MC's engineering program has grown over 600%. College officials credit this to several factors. One, dynamic hands-on teaching style. Two, small class size and faculty accessibility. Three, specialized engineering research projects. And four, articulation agreements with engineering schools at various universities, including Texas Tech and the University of Texas Permian Basin. Flowers has been instrumental in leading and or participating in all of these efforts. The engineering chair position is our second Henry Department chair, Steve Thomas, MC president, said. In 2011, Paula and Jim gifted the college with an endowment for our history program that established the Henry Chair of History. Now the Henry Chair of Engineering complements the history chair. We are honored that we can recognize Paula's love of and expertise in history with Jim's engineering achievements by having both chairs at Midland College. The gift to Midland College that established the engineering chair recognizes Jim's pioneering spirit in petroleum engineering, his contributions to the Permian Basin oil and gas industry, and the tremendous impact that the couple's business operations have had in the Midland community. It is fitting that Brian Flowers has been named the college's first Henry Chair of Engineering, as he has led numerous advancements in MC's engineering program during the past 4 years. Flowers has actively participated in selecting engineering equipment for the new Concho Engineering Lab at MC, which will be a creative space that includes equipment such as CNC mills and lathes. The Henry Foundation also gave the college a grant for much of the lab's equipment. Flowers said that students enrolled in MC's engineering classes will be able to use the equipment in the Concho Engineering Lab, as well as engineering design programs and 3D printers in the Henry Innovation Center, to gain hands-on experience of taking an idea from design to prototype. Flowers obtained his doctorate, master's, and bachelor's degrees in chemical engineering from the University of Alabama. He was an MC Teaching Excellence Award finalist in 2019-20 and a Texas Community College Teachers Association Faculty Fellow in 2018. In 2015, Flowers was named the American Society of Chemists Graduate Student of the Year for the University of Alabama. In addition to his academic awards, he also received the Melvin Jones Fellowship in December of 2019 from the Midland Northside Lions Club. At MC, Flowers has led student research efforts to design and build sensor systems for testing water chemistry around coral reefs. The systems were first used in summer 2017 to test coral reefs in Roatan, Honduras. Flowers explained that the original housing built in 2017 was so large that it had to be shipped by a transportation service to Honduras. Since that time, MC engineering students, mentored by Flowers, have refined the design so that now the sensor pods can fit in a suitcase and be included with checked baggage. The interdisciplinary MC Marine Science Research Team, comprised of faculty and students from chemistry, biology, engineering, and physics, will once again be in Roatan during summer 2021 to use the equipment. Flowers said that the new sensors have been tested to withstand a water depth of 200 feet for over a week. The Water Sensor Project is a perfect example of a real-world engineering problem, Flowers explained. We designed and built a tangible product that can sit on the bottom of the seafloor for the duration of the battery life, over 2 weeks. Students in MC's engineering club work outside of regular class times on the project. I'm very proud of their dedication and success in this project. We are now working on other systems to test algae and other phytoplankton concentrations at different depths in the water column. We are also working on ways to use machine learning image recognition to speed analysis of photographic surveys to measure overall reef health and biodiversity. Everything we do at Midland College is to help students be successful and advance into their careers as quickly as possible. Engineers must be one half scientist and one half business person. A good engineer knows how to take the fundamentals of math and science and use those as tools to solve a real world problem. My goal is to ensure students who are interested in pursuing engineering careers are prepared for their future classes and beyond.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, October 4th, 2020. Other Voices. Guest Views. Teachers Engage and Inspire by Scott R. Murray, Ed.D., Superintendent of Schools, Ector County ISD. Research is very clear. The single greatest factor impacting student achievement is the teacher. Great teachers engage and inspire. They create safe places for students to try, to fail, to try again, and to ultimately succeed. Great teachers motivate, encourage, and have a passion for the process of learning. Great teachers recognize that teaching is a privilege as they mold and shape the future of our world. In Ector County, we are fortunate to have great teachers serving the students of Ector County Independent School District. World Teachers Day is Monday, October 5th. The theme for this year is teachers leading in crisis, reimagining the future. Of course, this has never been truer. In the face of this worldwide pandemic, our teachers have completely redesigned the teaching and learning experience by incorporating face-to-face, hybrid, and virtual learning models, are wearing face masks and shields for safety, and working harder than ever to ensure students are connected and learning. Teachers do this because they know the students in our classroom today will shape our community, our state, our nation, and our world tomorrow. They do this because they are guided by a strong moral compass, directing them to do what is right and just for our children. That is the mission of ECISD teachers, to prepare our students, the future. On October 5th, please join us in celebrating our ECISD teachers by placing a light blue ribbon in a prominent place at home or at work, wearing the color light blue, or sending a message of thanks to a teacher. On behalf of the ECISD Board of Trustees and all the leadership team, I want to extend my deep and sincere appreciation to the 2,000 teachers of Ector County ISD for the investments they make in our students every day. Our teachers are changing lives and creating brighter futures for the children they serve. We appreciate you. Debate or Wrestling Match by Glenn Moletti. September 29th, 2020 was just another bad day in 2020. We thought that with COVID-19, unemployment, and riots in the streets of America's cities, it could not get worse. It did. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Chris Wallace gave us a show we will never forget. Our leaders used to make us proud. We grew up wanting to emulate people in high places who inspired us with their remarkable lives. We watched how they conducted themselves, communicated, and chose their words wisely, with dignity, diplomacy, and grace. This doesn't happen anymore in America. Tuesday's debate was just another plummeting example of how badly and poorly people can act in America. Biden and Trump are supposed to be our two best men running for the highest office in America. Chris Wallace works for one of the biggest networks in the world. Instead, we saw a production of America's scariest video, Hee-Haw Gone Crazy, or Big Time Wrestling, COVID-19 style. We've been on this track now for too long. The debates have gotten worse and worse. They have been more and more out of control. They have turned into 90 minutes of rudeness, name-calling, hollering, and mud-throwing. Our children are watching and learning. Where did we lose civility in our nation? Did we ever have it? Is this just the way America has always been at heart, and now we feel free to be who we really are? Rude, crude, and ignorant? The Beverly Hillbillies had far more class than we saw Tuesday night. They may have been uncouth and backward, but they didn't treat people badly. We've become scary in how we talk to and treat others in this country, starting with our national leadership and media. We have a nation of people who are quick to give you the middle finger on the highway, honk their horns at you on the road until you get out of their way, and knock you down on the sidewalk rather than scoot over and give you some space to walk by. Today, in America, we are name callers. We feel entitled to everything everyone else has without working for it. We expect to be treated with respect and dignity while we act like buffoons. Words and phrases such as please, thank you, excuse me, may I, yes ma'am, and yes sir, have been tossed out of too many windows. Therefore, we are now reaping what we sowed. People feel like they have the right to treat others badly because of color or background, while others feel entitled to destroy and burn down our cities from Baltimore to Portland. We have a nation of people who believe they can do anything they want, regardless of how others might be affected. This is one reason we can't defund the police. However, some of the procedures of the police must be revamped. Be warned, another debate is coming soon. Candidates should be allowed 1 and 2 minute response times to questions and to respond to statements. At these 1 and 2 minute intervals, the microphone should automatically be silenced so the next candidate can fairly respond with the same time limits. There has to be a fair, civil way to conduct and present a presidential debate. We need to see and hear one. We are desperate to get this nation back together, one people under God, united, with liberty and justice for all. We have to see some of this in the next debate, and it has to come from the moderator, President Trump, and former Vice President Biden. Glenn Moletti is a graduate of numerous schools, including Georgetown College, Southern and Lexington Seminaries in Kentucky. He is the author of 12 books, including Uncommon Sense. His column is published weekly in over 600 publications in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Pumpkin in Unexpected Places by Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. Fall brings about thoughts of cooler weather, falling leaves, and of course, pumpkins. Pumpkins can be a favorite of dietitians due to the high amount of vitamin A and fiber in a small amount of calories. From a botanical point of view, pumpkins are a fruit since it's the part of the plant that develops from a flower and contains seeds. From a cooking point of view, it's a vegetable since it's less sweet. From a nutritional standpoint, it's loaded with some great nutrients. Pumpkin is a great source of beta-carotene, which gives pumpkin its orange color. That beta-carotene is important for helping our skin stay youthful and help prevent some cancers. It can also be converted into a form of vitamin A, which helps with eyesight. While fresh pumpkin is great for you, don't forget that canned pureed pumpkin can also provide all of these benefits. Many people want to put that pumpkin into a pie, which is delicious, but how about using it in an unexpected and healthier way? Pumpkin helps give some creaminess to dishes without adding extra fat and calories. In the recipe following, we will use the pumpkin to make a thick and delicious sauce for some pasta. The bonus is it's all made in one pot. But that recipe, like many others, doesn't use the whole can of pumpkin. Not wanting to be wasteful, what is one supposed to do with leftover pumpkin puree? Here are some easy ideas of ways to use that pumpkin. One, toss it into your favorite smoothie or just make a pumpkin smoothie. Two, pump up the veggies. Stir it into chili, spaghetti sauce, or even beef stew. The flavor of the pumpkin is mild and the color blends right in. No one has to know, not even your pickier eaters. Three, stir into some plain yogurt. Start with 2 tablespoons. Add a dash of cinnamon and a drizzle of honey. 4. Substitute it for oil in your baking recipes to help lower fat and calorie content. 5. Have some for breakfast. Stir some into your oatmeal or even your pancake batter. 6. Visit www.happyandnourished.com for more recipes which include pumpkin. 7. If you don't have the time to use it quickly, freeze it for later. Pumpkin doesn't have to just be for carving or for pie. It can be a great and unexpected way to boost the nutrition of several dishes. 1 pot creamy pumpkin pasta. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 medium onion chopped small, 3 to 4 large cloves garlic peeled and minced, 8 ounces linguine pasta, 4 cups vegetable or chicken broth, 1 cup pumpkin puree, 1/2 cup dry white wine, 1/8 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes or more or less to taste, 1 teaspoon kosher salt plus more to taste, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper plus more to taste, 1 4-ounce log fresh goat cheese, 1 small bunch parsley chopped. Directions. In a large pot, heat the olive oil, add the onion, then garlic. Cook for 2 to 3 minutes or until onion begins to get translucent. 2. Add all the remaining ingredients except the goat cheese and parsley and any additional salt and pepper to a large pot. Place the pot over high heat and bring to a rolling boil. As soon as it comes to the rolling boil, set the timer for 9 minutes. Stir and toss with tongs as it cooks, stirring frequently for the first few minutes and then constantly as it thickens and begins to stick to the bottom of the pot. When the 9 minutes is up, the pasta should be tender and the sauce will have thickened slightly. If the pasta is not yet cooked, continue for 1 more minute. Remove from heat. 4. Crumble goat cheese into the pasta. Stir gently until melted and combined. Let sit for 5 minutes. At this point, the pasta will seem somewhat soupy, but it will thicken as it sits. 5. Stir and taste. Add additional salt and pepper if desired. 6. Divide between bowls and sprinkle parsley over the tops.
MC graduate proves that nothing is impossible. Special to the Odessa American by Travis Woodward, MC Director, Marketing and Communications. Midland. Determination, faith, perseverance, all underscore Amber Allison's journey at Midland College, MC. Her journey culminates in December when she graduates with an Associate of Applied Science degree in paralegal. She already completed her paralegal certification this past spring, 2020. For Allison, completing her education has been challenging. However, she is all about overcoming challenges, including being dyslexic, working full-time, and having an active family life. A native Midlander, Allison graduated from Lee High School in 2005 and initially attended Midland College in 2006 to pursue a business degree. That same year, she also got married. Life intervened and she left college at age 20 to help take care of the family business and start a family. While going through a divorce, Allison returned to MC in 2009 and completed the pharmacy technician program. After receiving her pharmacy tech certification, she worked for West Texas Nuclear Pharmacy at Midland Memorial Hospital and later for Lucre Pharmacy. In 2015, Allison once again returned to MC to follow her dream of being a registered nurse and ultimately work at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Sadly, that dream was crushed by a bad car accident, resulting in a tear in her spine and bulging discs. "Following the accident, I began to doubt myself," Allison said. "I thought that I was not smart enough to go back to school. I felt that way because I underestimated what I was capable of at that time." The residual pain from the accident caused Amber to reconsider her life goal. Nurses need stamina and physical endurance. "I debated for a long time about whether I should go to nursing school or go in another direction," Allison said. "I'm a big believer in lifelong learning, and I don't think there's anything wrong with changing your path." Now, remarried to her husband Bradley, a mother of a 14-year-old daughter, and an owner of 2 golden retrievers, Allison's life is back on track. "My husband kept pushing me to go back to school, and I kept putting it off," Allison said. "One day, I pulled up the Midland College website and I said, 'God, you tell me where you want me to be, not where I want to be.' There it was. The paralegal web page was on the screen. Last semester, spring 2020, Amber served as a paralegal intern with Region 18 Education Service Center, ESC. My internship was rough because everything online was explained. I learned a lot about the state legislature. When the legislatures changed the law, I had to make sure that everything was up to date in the system because all of the regions used the legal framing department. Eventually, her supervisors at Region 18, ESC, were extremely impressed with Allison's skill. This fall, she joined the team on a more permanent basis. Allison's drive to achieve her goals comes as no surprise to Assistant Professor of Legal Studies, Paralegal Studies, Charity Rolls. "I'm so proud of Amber," Rolls said. "She never gives up, even when doors seem shut. Amber is motivated and detail-oriented. I know she will be an essential asset to any team she joins." What advice would Amber Allison give to students? Don't underestimate yourself. When times get hard, keep going. The path may not always be easy. Look at the light at the end of the tunnel, and I know that it's one step closer to your goal. Don't give up. I started, and by the grace of God, here I am. The journey has been amazing.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Possible causes for abdominal migraine. Dr. Roach writes, "A recent column on abdominal migraine inspired many readers to write in with possible alternative diagnoses: blocked arteries to the small intestine, meat allergy from Lone Star tick bite, intestinal angioedema, and celiac disease. All were mentioned by several readers. I'm always impressed with the knowledge of readers. As a student, my surgery professor would ask only one question for his oral exam. Give me 50 causes of right upper quadrant abdominal pain, which sounds intimidating, but it is not hard to generate a long list for a common problem. I never have enough room to go over all the diagnostic possibilities, so I have to choose one to go over in greater detail. Dr. Roach regrets that he is unable to answer individual letters, but will incorporate them in the column whenever possible. Readers may email questions to yourgoodhealth@med.cornell.edu.
Dad wants nephew's death kept a secret from his kids. Dear Abby, for Friday, October 9th, 2020. Dear Abby, my husband's nephew passed away last week. He was only 26, and it was a complete shock. No one realized he was using drugs. My husband is attending the funeral, a 9-hour drive, and will be gone for 4 days. We have 2 children, ages 7 and 9, and because of the pandemic, we've decided I will stay home with them. I'm writing to you because my husband doesn't want to tell our kids that their cousin has died. Ever. We don't see his family often, maybe once every few years. But the kids remember their cousin, and I'm sure they will ask about him next time we visit. I think we need to tell them, but he is adamant they never know. Should I fill them in while he's gone or wait until he's ready to break the news? Forthcoming in Maine. Dear Forthcoming, I do not recommend going behind your husband's back with a parenting decision like this one. He may be trying to shield the children from the reality that not only old people, but also young people are mortal. When he returns, approach the kids together and in an age-appropriate manner, explain to them separately what happened. Many young people experiment with drugs because they think that addiction and death won't happen to them. Knowing what happened to their cousin could ensure it won't happen to either of them. Dear Abby, I have been in a relationship with a guy for 1.5 years. We don't live together. During the pandemic, his regular job shut down. He finally got another job and bought lawn equipment to keep in my shed. His behavior has changed, Abby. I haven't heard from him in weeks. He says men don't call women anymore, and if I want to talk to him, I should call him. How do you know if you are in a relationship if there's no communication? Plus, he gets irritated when I bring it up. Not Right in the East. Dear Not Right, when someone's behavior suddenly changes, there is usually a reason. What that reason may be, I can't guess, and neither can you. The dynamic in your relationship with this person is definitely different. Call him and ask him if his feelings for you have changed. It may be that he is depressed. It may also be that he now has a job and is busy. That he becomes irritated when you tried to raise the subject tells me he is defensive, and that's a red flag. Dear Abby, is it okay for 70-year-olds to get engaged? Both of us are widowed after long marriages. My wife died 2 years ago. Her husband passed away more than 3 years ago. I am 77 and she is 75. We are both active and feel lucky to have found love again. We have been a couple for 7 months now. I could find nothing about it on the internet. Also, how long should we be engaged? Could we announce an engagement without setting a wedding date? Should I give her an engagement ring? I am not experienced. My last engagement was in 1961. That marriage lasted 56 years. In the Dark in New Mexico. Dear In the Dark, I assume you and this lady are already discussing marriage. While you are doing that, ask her if she would like a ring and whether she would like to join you in selecting one or would prefer to be surprised. You can announce an engagement without mentioning a wedding date, but because you have been a couple for only 7 months, consider formalizing your union on the anniversary of your first meeting. Horoscopes. Happy birthday for Friday, October 9th, 2020. Multi-talented, sensitive, and inspirational, you have a penetrating gaze that sees into others' lives. Extremely magnetic, you do not have to please quite as much. This year is a great success and the finale of a not-so-great relationship. If single, you are variously involved, sometimes when you shouldn't be. No serious commitment until next April. If attached, you're bound at the hip. Libra is the best hip partner. The stars show what kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. It's a poignant day. You will communicate better with authority figures at work. You'll be aware of how family traits affect you. Family history can provide clues to maintaining health and well-being. It's easier to enlist cooperation and support from others. Tonight, relax. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. Your schedule is full. You'll use words in a clever, convincing way. Your judgment is good. Make choices and commitments. Don't let yourself become scattered. Concentrate. It is very important to return all phone calls and emails promptly. Tonight, a surprise call. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Be receptive to a new work location. A project you've contemplated is worth pursuing. Extra effort extended today leads to future benefits. There could be some new developments at work to analyze. Tonight, thoughts and conversation revolve around money matters. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 5 stars. It's a time to be assertive and seek what you most want. An awareness of your inner gifts and potentials surfaces. You have much energy and strength today. Resist the temptation to vanquish an old adversary if it arises. Tonight, pour energy into constructive projects. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. Today you'll be vibrant and sensitive. Psychic energies are high and you could experience telepathy with a loved one. Allow a little slack in your schedule. Projects can take longer than you expect. Tonight, you might need extra sleep. Try to go to bed early. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. Laugh at gossip and scandal. Be discreet about what you say and to whom. There might be changing relationships in your social circle. Wait until the alliances are more settled before voicing your allegiance. Tonight, a partner could make important choices. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 5 stars. Today generates a need for freedom of expression. You'll be seeking an outlet for your inner enthusiasm. An old friend puts in a kind word. You can combine friendly interaction with business matters. Tonight, your pleasant impression opens doors to what you've long deserved. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 2 stars. Ask yourself which issues genuinely matter. dreams can provide clues to inner guidance. Direct your tremendous emotional energy toward constructive outlets. Talk over feelings with others and give them a chance to explain their viewpoints if you're upset. Tonight, tension-free. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. You will do some investigative work to solve a mystery. Today brings help from hidden sources. You will have a sense of spiritual guides and entities watching over you. You will discover hidden aptitudes. Tonight, in wonderment at the day you've just had. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 5 stars. Today you insist on fairness. This is annoying to a certain someone who is tempted to overlook awkward details. Stand your ground. Your ethical attitude wins admiration in the end. Others are loyal. An important new partnership can be forged. Tonight, making a difference. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Health and fitness come up strongly today. You might be critical of yourself and want to overcome any unhealthy habits or shortcomings. Have faith that as long as you do your best, all will be well. Tonight, your sense of humor helps a great deal. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 3 stars. There's a chance to escape from responsibilities for a time. Separate work into small segments and take breaks to avoid fatigue. Be aware of how emotions and attitudes affect your work. A pet needs extra tender loving care today. Tonight, play with friends.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.